Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elise Quinn. Well, it's well known that creating economic opportunities in Canada's remote northern communities is a challenge. But one community in Canada's eastern Arctic territory of Nunavut is looking to Eiderdown as a way to create jobs and prosperity. Now, Sanikiluak is reviving the Eiderdown business that was a fixture of the community earlier on a few years ago. And to tell us all about this and what it means for the community going ahead, I'm joined now by Brandon Clark. He's the Community Development Officer in Sanikiluak, and he joins me on the line today. Hello, Brandon Clark.
Hi.
Hi. Now, before we get into sort of where we are now, tell us a little bit about the history of Eiderdown in the community. From what I understand, there was another business in the early aughts. Tell us a little bit about that and how it got to be in the community.
Originally, the members in the community originally harvested this Eiderdown to use for personal use to make hunting parkas, and they still do today. And they originally opened up the Eiderdown building as it was called the Santa Co-op, and they were more focused directly on just selling the Eiderdown itself. They weren't interested in selling Eiderdown products such as parkas, duvets, and vests. And that's the direction we're going to kind of take this time, is selling parkas and vests and duvets. That's where we're at right now for the history, I guess.
And when you were, or the community was looking at this opportunity and bringing it back, sort of what happened in the intervening years that once the project was wound down, you know, and the bringing the project back, you know, what did you look at? What kind of studies were done? What made you think this was a good idea to get underway now?
Well, they were more focused on government funding previously, and now we're looking more towards sales that we could make to individual higher-end markets in the south. For like a high-end handmade parka, we're looking at about $1,500. It would be a parka that would have, say, a fox fur for the hood and down-filled. So we're looking to make a little bit more revenue than they originally had planned, because originally they were selling the Eiderdown. It would cost them about $350 to purchase the Eiderdown, and they were selling it for $500 a kilogram. So they weren't really bringing in any revenue, but now that we've got we're looking to make the products, we can kind of bring in a little bit more.
And tell us a little bit about how it will work. What do we know at this point about how many people will be employed and sort of how you'll get people in the community involved in keeping this going and growing it?
Well, there's lots of talented seamstresses in the community. They usually make the traditional hunting parka, which would be just a parka filled with the down with no zipper, and it would be a coyote fur around the hood. That's usually the warmest type of fur. But we're looking to get maybe 8 seamstresses to produce these parkas and vests. And we will be also hiring 4 down cleaners, so they would clean the down, which is they run it through 2 machines to remove any feathers and debris like dust. And then they put it through a sterilization unit, which heats it up to a certain temperature, the down, and kills all any kind of contaminants that are in the down.
And what? Go ahead.
We're we'll be providing a household income to hunters and harvesters as well, because we'll be purchasing the down from hunters that usually go to these islands to hunt. And while they're hunting on these islands, they would collect the down and bring it back to the community.
And I wanted to ask you about the process of actually collecting the down, but I'm thinking maybe to begin with, we should just explain to people a little bit about where the community is situated, because it's you know, the communities in northern Canada are remote, but Sanikiluak, it's even more isolated. It's on an island, from what I understand. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how many people live there and what people are primarily engaged in.
Sanikiluak is really, they have really strong cultural beliefs. They a lot of people don't work here on the island. The population's about 850, and they rely on hunting to provide food to their family, and they make their clothing by hand. They're not going out to a shopping mall to buy their clothing. A lot of them make their own clothing because, like you said, we're on a isolated island in the middle of the Hudson Bay. So you got to make do with what you have here.
But it sounds like from what you're saying that this project, it's actually using the traditional skills as a way to create an industry rather than imposing something from the outside or importing something in from the inside outside.
Absolutely. And like the park is that we're looking at making, it's not so much a article of clothing, it's more of a work of art than anything.
And tell us, what can you tell us about this actual process of collecting the eiderdown? Is it seasonal? Is it something that can be done all the time? And, you know, how do they go about it?
Well, there's a lot of bad reputation about, like, the harvesting of down, because a lot of people think that we actually, I know that I don't have much knowledge of how you do it with geese, but I've heard that people are plucking the goose live and stuff like that, but that's not the case for eiderdown. We actually go, and the mother eider duck plucks the down from her breast and puts it around her nest to insulate the egg. And what happens is the harvester or the hunter would go and collect this down from the nest, and they would only collect enough for themselves and not enough to harm the egg, because you got to realize there's a hunter collecting this down, so they don't want to harm the egg, because if they harm the egg, then that lowers the amount of ducks that they can hunt in the winter. So it's kind of a balanced relationship between the hunter and the eider duck, that makes any sense.
And, you know, now that the project is going ahead, what are you hearing from people in the community about this?
They're ready. They're eager to sell their down. They're really excited, and we've got a few seamstresses that are very interested in producing some of this product, and we've got an instructor that worked there previously that has knowledge of making these parkas that would be of interest to people in the South. Because a lot of the people that make parkas here, they don't really look into a lot of finishing detail. They're there to make sure that the parka's warm. They're not really looking for appearance. But we've got an instructor that's going to work with some of these ladies and kind of bring them up to that level.
And as we go ahead, is it going to be sold in stores in the South? Is it going to be online? What's sort of the plan in terms of getting this market?
We've got a few buyers lined up, and a lot of them, they sell most of their items online. This isn't like we don't have the capacity to sell to like a Walmart or Sears or anything like that. We're looking for higher end boutiques and stuff like that.
And where are we sort of now in the project? When will people start being able to purchase some of these items?
We are working on we've made a few items and we've sent them to these potential buyers, and they're very interested in. We're just waiting to hear back from them on what they're looking for as to what we've sent them, and we should be ready to make anything in the next month or so.
Well, Brandon Clark, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about this today.
You're welcome.